Here at the Clean Cities Congress and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona, I got to speak with Ed Huestis, who is the Electric Vehicle Program Manager for the city of Vacaville in California. And Ed, I think you've got an interesting story that we'd like to hear a little bit more about that has to do with an energy alternative with the vehicle that you're driving. Tell us, first of all, about yourself and what you do for the city.
My main job with the city is grants administrator for public works, so I try and go after all of the federal, state, regional dollars that I can get my hands on, build bike paths, park and ride lots, and so forth, and then recently now overseeing an electric vehicle incentive program, not only for our fleet but for our residents, and then also using the same source of money, the CMAQ, federal air quality money, to oversee a compressed natural gas vehicle incentive program to where we cover a portion of the incremental cost, so that these folks can get into a cleaner-burning vehicle without having to pay a premium.
Now, you drove here in such a vehicle. Can you tell us a little bit about what you drove and the trip itself?
Sure. You know, on 9/11 in 2004, we thought it would be symbolic, we picked up personally a 2004 Honda Civic GX. And so we've been driving that since then, in addition to our all-battery electric vehicle, RAV4. And so I chose to drive that down because it looked like it was doable, and from Northern California near Sacramento. And so I had a stop in PG&E station in Merced, and then another one in Bakersfield at the PG&E station, another stop in Azusa in Southern California, next pretty close to Pasadena, and then stopped at a station in Indio. That was the critical link, was between Indio and Phoenix. Here is 255 miles. Normally you get about 225 to 240 miles on a tank. That was going to be a touch and go there. And as it turned out, I just set the cruise control at 60. Didn't have the air conditioning on between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m., which is when I ended up making that segment, and actually pulled into the airport here at Phoenix for refueling about 5:20 in the morning, and had gone 54 miles, something like that, and hadn't even hit the low fuel light yet, which is another 30 miles, and I was about 15 miles away from hitting that light, so I could have gone 300 miles, as it turns out, on that tank.
Is that the longest trip you've taken of this nature with that vehicle?
It isn't the longest trip I've taken, and that, by the way, was 797 miles, almost 800 miles. I did take the same vehicle to the Electric Drive Transportation Association conference in Vancouver, B.C., the first part of December. To my knowledge, the first one in taking that dedicated CNG vehicle from California out of the country, essentially, to Canada, and then back. And so that was the longest trip that we've ever taken. But this was the longest segment in between refueling stops of 255 miles or so.
Tell us a little bit about the fuel itself that you're putting in here. It's not one I'm all that familiar with and would like to learn a little bit more about how it performs and how you feel about driving that kind of vehicle.
The fuel is 95% cleaner than gasoline. It's 130 octane. And typically we get 30 miles around town, 35 on the freeway with the vehicle. And it takes 3 minutes, 4 minutes to refuel, so just the same amount of time to refuel for gasoline. And actually, in most cases, less, because there's hardly any competition at those public refueling facilities, which are normally 24/7, very well lit at night. The only drawback is there's no restroom facilities, so you do have to use the rest areas or find some other way to use the restrooms, because they don't have that at those refueling stations.
How about the price right now? As we're seeing price skyrocketing, especially out in California, as we keep seeing on the news.
Typically, the CNG pricing is about 30% less than gasoline. Before I left on the trip on the 6th of May here, it had just gone down for all of the PG&E facilities, which is our utility up in Northern California, Pacific Gas and Electric. They had posted the fact that it was going down from it only changes once a month, and so it had gone down from 187 to 176 per gasoline gallon equivalent. And so the first two stops were PG&E facilities, where I paid only $1.76 per gallon. And then when I hit Azusa, which is a Southern California gas company facility, it was $2.02. Indio, which was a clean energy station, was $2.39, about $2.40. And then when I got here in Phoenix, it was $2.30.
Well, Honda unveiled a new vehicle here today at the conference. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it, but what do you think about it if you have?
It's really nicer looking, sportier. I actually got to see it for the first time at the Electric Drive Transportation Association conference in Vancouver. We couldn't turn it on because it was inside the exhibit hall, but it is really nice. There's some increased horsepower is 113 instead of 100. It's a five-passenger compared to a four-passenger. We have several people already in the queue for our particular program as soon as it hits the ground to be able to get that, want to get that vehicle, the 2006 version. We have currently 30 participants in our dedicated compressed natural gas vehicle incentive program, and we expect to double that number over the summer with the 2006 Civic GX.
Are you encouraging other people, consumers, to, or are you just looking at this from like a city fleet standpoint? Can you talk about how that works?
Yeah, actually, in most cases, when somebody working for a municipality like this would typically get these air quality dollars, they would typically just help convert their fleet over mm-hmm. by buying some of that cost down. What we did, and I believe we're the first city in the nation to do this, like we did with our electric vehicle incentive program, we're doing it with our dedicated compressed natural gas vehicle incentive program, is to offer this incentive to our residents, and not just our residents, but anybody who lives or works in Vacaville, and actually two neighboring cities, Dixon and Rio Vista as well, in that half of Solano County. And that's a big benefit to them so that they can get into those cleaner burning vehicles without having to pay the premium, the incremental cost, that is that cost above a comparable gasoline version. And then they realize the other benefits, the carpool lanes with no passengers, the no tolls at the bridges in the Bay Area, which some of them are crossing two bridges that are participating in our program. So they save $6 a day, a half hour to 45 minutes on the way to work, a half hour to 45 minutes on the way back to work. They actually get home in time to have dinner with the family. So it's a quality of life issue as well by getting into these vehicles. And compared to electric vehicles, which were mostly lease only, except for the Toyota RAV4 electric vehicles that you could purchase, here these people are all purchasing the Honda Civic GX, making a permanent change to their lifestyle, and expect to keep the vehicles for a very, very long time.
Let's talk about that aspect of this type of vehicle, maintenance. How does that compare to, you know, a car that's running on regular gas, for example?
The maintenance on the Honda Civic GX, taking that as an example, is every 10,000 miles you bring it in for service compared to 5,000. So the 10,000 miles is mostly the oil change and a filter or so. Every 30,000 miles there's another filter that's involved. Some of the items are a little higher priced, but you're not bringing it in as often. And the tune-ups are every 100,000 miles. So that's a big benefit as well compared to the standard 30,000 for some of the other traditional vehicles. And so you actually save a little bit on the maintenance cost. You certainly save on the operating cost, being as low as the price of per gallon is right now for the compressed natural gas.
Well, it certainly sounds like pretty much a win-win all the way around it when you look at it, and especially in an area where you are, where you do have the support from a facility standpoint to refuel, which is critical, as we all know. Anything else about what you're doing in the city of Vacaville in this alternative fuel arena that you'd like people to know about?
Well, and actually, we're as a follow-on to the EV program and the CNG program, I've gotten some additional federal air quality money for an alternative fuel vehicle incentive program, to where instead of tracking each of these separately, now it'll be all under one umbrella, to where if there are any other battery electric vehicles that we can get, any more dedicated CNG vehicles, but also plug-in hybrids. I have a placeholder for plug-in hybrids in there. And for demonstration projects such as the Dodge Sprinter van, plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, and then also for the home refueling units, the fill unit from FuelMaker, we're looking at providing some incentives for those units to help get those people that are not close to a public refueling facility that qualify for our program can get a car and then have the home refueling unit to make it more convenient for them.
Well, thank you very much. That's Ed Huestis with the City of Vacaville, California. He's their manager of their electric vehicle program. And reporting from the Clean Cities Congress in Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.